Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants and welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm your host, Lucky, and hopefully you guys are having a happy Wednesday. Sorry, I'm recording this on Monday, so it's a little hard for me to remember the days. Hopefully you guys remembered, you know, we talked yesterday about school romance or non-school romance anime. So today I thought we'd talk about school romance anime, and there's a lot to choose from. So I'm going to go ahead and get straight into it. But before we get into that, remember on the weekly review, a series I do every single Saturday, where I do watch a season, roughly about 13 episodes of something, and give my general thoughts. We're going to go ahead and talk about Paranoia Agent. Haven't gotten too far from the last time I talked to you guys because I just recorded that last episode about 20 minutes ago. But I am enjoying it. Dude, that intro is crazy, is all I got to say. If you guys don't do anything, just watch like the intro for Paranoia Agent. It is nuts, bro. Whew, it is a crazy, that'll get you right into the anime. Anyway, why don't we get into school romance anime? So this is from the same user yesterday, Sweet Lover for You. So first off, thank you for that. There will be an info box. There is an info box there, and in that info box, you can check out the list. There'll be a link there for this list. So why don't we go into, okay, this one I've been watching pretty recently. And it is something that we just covered, so I'm not going to go too much into it. A couple of cuckoos. Very interesting story about two babies being they were basically placed with the wrong families at birth. And then later on, they're in a negotiated wedding. What do you call those things? An arranged marriage by their two families because they both don't want to give up their child. So they say, hey, why don't we just get them married and then they'll both be our children. So, you know, parent logic. Different romances ensue. Yeah, if you're into any of the romance tropes, you'll probably enjoy this, whether it's the rich girl, whether it's the smart girl, or whether it's the little sister, technically a stepsister at this point. So, either way, interesting setup for an anime, and there's something that's revealed towards the end that is very, very cool. So it does have some different properties in there. But either way, next up is Quintessential Quintuplets, another harem anime. As I say a lot, harem anime I usually rate towards the lower end of the spectrum. There are some exceptions to that. Quintessential Quintuplets is kind of one of them. I'd say there it's more in the high average, I would say. You know, maybe I'll give it a score someday, but either way, Quintessential Quintuplets is all about a young boy who is who offers to tutor five girls that are all quintuplets. They all have a different personality, and all while there is a mystery in the background of who is this girl that he met a long time ago, and who is this girl that he's going to marry in the future, because we do figure out that he, on his wedding day, he is going to marry one of the five girls, but he has no idea who. Who will it be? So it's very, very cool anime, and I really enjoyed the aspects of it. It really kicks up in the second season. Like, you know, the girls really start to make their moves especially one of them. But I'll go and leave that for you guys to watch. Also, there is a movie out. I think it's in Japan right now. So I'd have to, you know, I definitely want to check that out because it does give us a nice little cap to the series. But either way, let's go over to Aoharu Ride. I don't really know too much about that one. I watched like five episodes of it, but wasn't super into the main guy. The main guy's kind of a dick, and you can understand why he's a dick, but either way. Fruits Basket is fantastic. Fruits Basket, this is the 2019 version. I've never watched the original version, which I'd like to check out at some point just to kind of get a feel for what happened, kind of like with Fullmetal Alchemist and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I'm sure there's a difference there. I just don't know what it is. Fruits Basket, the 2019 version, it's just so good. Especially the English dub is fantastic. They got like they really pulled out all the stops. Laura Bailey as Toru, the main girl, is fantastic as her, and you really start to get a feel for what they're you really get to, you know, it's an interesting premise, right? There are these there's this family who, whenever they hug the opposite sex, they end up turning into one of the animals of the zodiac. So in other words, they're kind of cursed because, I mean, what do you do when you have relations with the opposite sex, right? You can't even touch them without turning into an animal, right? So it's a very interesting anime that has a lot of twists and turns, especially towards the middle of the second season and the end of the middle of the third season. There are three seasons of it, but it's like 70, I think it's 25 episodes per season. I could be wrong about that, but definitely worth the watch, guys. I absolutely recommend it. Probably one of my favorite romance anime I've ever seen. And actually, I really do want to do a rewatch because I feel like I watched it super duper fast. So this one is technically school. This is more college, which is totally fine. Here we have Golden Time, one of my favorite college romance anime. This anime, I'm trying to think exactly how to describe it. There's the main character. Let me see if I can get his name. Tada, who is not to be confused with Tada-kun. Tada never falls in love. From yesterday, but Tada is he's struck with amnesia, so he doesn't really remember much of anything. And after he has amnesia, he moves to a new city and goes to a law school in Tokyo. He eventually gets he meets a guy, and that guy has a girlfriend who is very, I'm trying to remember if it's his girlfriend or a girl that's really into him. But either way, her name is Coco, and she's very, very assertive and all that kind of stuff. It's a very good romance anime, and there's a lot of really fun things that they do with the amnesia aspect of it. And it doesn't really go at that. It doesn't exactly go where I thought it was going to go in the beginning, but towards the end, you can kind of figure it out. But it's really, there's a lot of really cool twists and turns. And I'd love to do, I got to do a weekly review about that, man. That's such a good one. Next up is Horimiya, a very recent anime from last year. Horimiya is an anime about two people. I'm just going to call them Hori and Mia because I know Hori is her name. Mia, I think it's like Miyamura or something like that. So, they both meet at school. They both know each other from school. Miyamura is very quiet, has glasses on, does that kind of stuff. One day, her brother is trying to remember. I think he gets lost or something. Hori's little brother gets lost or something like that. Miyamura ends up bringing him back to Hori's house. Hori doesn't recognize him because surprise, surprise, he's got piercings everywhere. I think I'm trying to remember. I think he has a tattoo, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Either way, he's got all this stuff on him. And she figures out that, you're the guy who is who's in my class. And they start to realize they both have this kind of hidden identity at school. She is very homely, very, homely is not the right word, sorry. She's very family oriented, even though she is like the popular girl. She pretty much values her family above everything. Miyamura is very like much a punk kid, very nonconformist because of his childhood. A really good anime. I will say this: it ends kind of. I wish there was more of it. How about that? That just goes to show you how good it was. Like there just needed a little bit more. But either way, definitely worth it. There is 13 episodes, if I'm not mistaken. Should be on Crunchyroll by now, but I originally saw it on Funimation. So, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. I mean, what do you have to say about this one, dude? One of the best anime of the current season that we were just on. Current season, I guess. What would that be? Spring anime? One of those anime that really, has a lot of sketches in between it. But as the story goes on, you start to get like a different anime. And that was one thing that we had talked about in the weekend talks just recently, and last season. We were really talking about how this series really evolved from, okay, here are two people, Shiragane and Kaguya. Shiragane, the student council president, and Kaguya is his second in command, who are trying to get each other to say, I love you. Because whoever says I love you first technically loses this whole big grand game that they're playing. with each other. Not exactly a spoken game, but you know, it's something that they believe will happen. That they say in the first season, but it really starts to evolve from there into focusing more on the romance aspect, which is actually not a bad thing in my opinion. But it does change into a different series after a while. So it, you know, just be aware of that. But it does get really, really good. I haven't watched too much of Maid Sama. I mean, I've watched a good amount of it, like at least 10 episodes. But I think it's like third, and I think it's more than 25 episodes for sure. Maid Sama, a young girl works at a maid cafe. Sorry, I'm trying to remember this by memory. A young girl works at a maid cafe. One day she's figured out by the school bad boy, so to speak. Which she does not want to get out because she's more of like part, I think she's part of the disciplinary committee or something like that. So she doesn't want this secret getting out to everybody, since if you guys remember, in Japan, I'm sure this is in other places, but in Japan, typically, in the anime, at least what they say, is you usually cannot have a job while you're going to school. Maybe it's without parent consent. I can't remember off the top of my head, but, yeah. And also she does not want that getting out to the two people. So there's a very interesting power dynamic between the two. She is very, she's very bossy, yet, is very submissive around this boy. But their relationship is very interesting, to say the least. Speaking of interesting relationships, we have Masamune Kun's Revenge, which is a young boy gets traumatized as a young man. By the way, I think I did a weekly review about this, and I think there's going to be a second season, which I'm really looking forward to. A young boy gets traumatized after the girl who he liked as a young child. Ends up calling him pig's foot and rejecting him. So later on, he eventually loses all this weight and tries to look as good as he can, and eventually finds the girl that he's looking for. And what he wants to do is make her fall in love with him so that he can break up with her and make her feel exactly how he felt. However, that's not exactly how this is going to go. Also, there are some different things that happen in the story. Different characters that really start to mold the storyline a little bit differently, and kind of in the same vein. I don't want to say exactly the same vein. This is Monthly Girl Nozaki-kun. This is all about a young manga artist who, when a young girl ends up professing her love to him, he thinks that she is professing that she wants to be his assistant for when he draws manga. She agrees to do it because she likes him, and helps him with a lot of projects. And as she starts to meet more members of the people who help him, right? There's somebody who draws background. There's somebody who draws the characters. They're all characters in and of themselves. And there's really cool. There's a really cool. Relationships on the side that start to play out. I think that's all I'll say for now, because some of them did take me by surprise, so I want them to take you by surprise as well. What do we have to say about this next one? Obviously, My Dress Up Darling. Very, very recent anime. I mean, just this year. And one of those anime that are all about the waifu, so if you guys need a new waifu and you're tired of just of May from of Bunny Girl Does Not Dream, Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai or 02, then obviously now you have Marin Kitagawa, who is an aspiring cosplayer, I guess, who with the help of her new friend Gojo at the high school, who typically makes outfits for more traditional Japanese dolls. He helps her make her dreams come true of making costumes around the anime and manga that she loves. So, and obviously there is a hint of romance in there as well. One that I wasn't super into, My Little Monster. Not my favorite anime for sure. The guy in there is a little too, like, you know, there's aggressive, like the guy from Maid Sama who definitely has his aggressiveness and kind of turned me off to him. But this guy is a little bit too possessive. I'm not going to talk about that one yet. Yeah, as you can tell, there are a lot more in here than in the last episode, right? Because there's a lot more in school. Then there's a couple of these. I'm trying to think of what order to watch them in. So there's two anime. I think there's a third. So there's these anime movies that. So one is called Our Love Has Always Been 10 Centimeters Apart, and the other one called I've Always Liked You. The thing is, I'm trying to remember exactly which one to watch first. And I think you'd want to watch Our Love Is Always... No, actually, shoot, I'm trying to remember the watch order of them. Okay, so there's two anime movies. So one is about a particular couple, and there are other background characters in there. And then in the next series, they focus on a different couple and a couple of characters that actually aren't even introduced in the Our Love Has Always Been 10 Centimeters Apart. So that was the only reason why I chose to say, watch, I'm just going to call it 10 Centimeters Apart first. What is the watch order actually, let me try I've Always Liked You. Hold on. Let's see if we can get a watch order here. Because there's... Okay, so Our Love Has Always Been 10 Centimeters Apart. I've Always Liked You. Wait, there's more of these? What the heck? I didn't even know there were more of these. Wow. I didn't even know there were more of these anime, to be honest with you. I'm just going to read you this list, and then you guys can, you know, figure this out. So it is 10 centimeters apart first. So we have, we don't have a chronological order. There we go. I've Always Liked You. Zuto Mae Kare. Oh, sorry. And The Moment You Fall in Love. Our Love Has Always Been 10 centimeters apart. Oh, okay. So that's a chronological order. Sorry, I don't really know what this one is over here. I'm going to check this out. But I haven't seen a couple of these, to be real with you. Sorry, I got really into this. I did not mean for this to be as as intense as it was. And the only reason why I'm super into this is because it's so weird to see the characters that you... the characters that you focus on in one series become background characters in another series. It really throws you off, dude, to be completely real with you. I'll have to check out those other anime. I've never seen those other ones, because I'll have to see if they're on Crunchyroll. Either way, they're pretty solid, man. I really, really dug them. Let's go into another one real quick before I start to throw myself. Okay, Orange. This one is very interesting. It's a little bit more mental health based, so if you guys are looking for a more romance, fun loving type anime, this one's probably not going to be it. This is very there are some very, very real talks about like suicide and depression and stuff. So you, if you're not into that stuff, then sorry, not that you're into that stuff, but if you're not okay with watching that kind of stuff, or that's not something that sounds appealing to you, then skip it. But otherwise, it's a very, very good anime. Then we have... Real Life is not as much of a romance anime as it is a coming-of-age story, although there are multiple romances in there. But it is a very good anime. I highly recommend that one. So good. I gotta do a rewatch of that, too. There's so many things I gotta rewatch, dude, because I forget them so often. And then Oran High School Host Club is a really good one. Haru, I think her name is Haru, he breaks a vase in the club room of the Oran High School Host Club, which is a group of guys that basically encapsulate every single, I was going to say fetish, but I mean trope, you know, guy trope. So there's the twins who are like gay, but they're not gay. There's a young guy who's the oldest, but he's like, there's a little guy who's the oldest, but he's like super short. Then there's the tall, the tall, tall, strong, and silent type, the smart type, right? They all have those types. And eventually, after Haruhi drops a vase, she is forced to join the club because nobody really knows that she's a girl at that point. And where she ends up playing a different type of role, a little bit more of a softer role, so to speak. And so hilarity ensues, and the English dub is fantastic in this. Obviously, we have Vic Mignogna, Caitlin Glass, Travis Willingham, a couple other people in there that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Not going to remember. Either way, there are a lot of anime that take romance anime in particular that take place in high school. So, this list could go on and on forever, to be honest with you. And hopefully we start to get a little bit more on the non-school romance side, because I think that we kind of need those, especially for people like myself who grew up with anime. But maybe you want to see some more like work-related stuff, that kind of thing. You want to see your life reflected a little bit more in anime, not just the high school, you know. I mean, it was cool when we were in high school, but now it's like, that's old news, bro. I mean, I don't remember high school being like that. You start to look at the high school kids like, man, they take everything seriously. But, you know, when we were in high school, we took everything seriously. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit harder to relate. But either way, hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. I will have a link to this in the info box, this list in the info box down below. Once again, thank you to the user on my anime list, Sweet Lover For You, for giving me 2 days worth of content. I appreciate that. Remember, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box down below. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals@gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.